Good morning again. It's 8 o'clock on Friday the 4th of October. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Áine Lawler and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Maggie Doyle.
The Lebanese capital, Beirut, has come under intense bombardment from Israel. Local media said one bomb exploded just outside the international airport in Beirut. It's reported that the fresh wave of Israeli attacks was aimed at killing Hezbollah's presumed leader-in-waiting, Hashem Safieddine. This morning, the Israeli military told the residents of over 20 more southern towns in Lebanon to leave the area immediately. From Beirut, Fran McNulty reports.
All through the night, a heavy cloud of thick smoke hung over Beirut. A massive airstrike just after midnight hit a location very close to Lebanon's only airport in the south of the city. A massive fireball rose into the air after fighter jets hit the target. It's said to have been the most intense bombing since Israel struck the same area last week, killing the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. The bombing continued through the night in locations all around Lebanon, including a strike on the main border crossing with Syria, which Israel said was being used to smuggle weapons in. It had also been used by people in Lebanon to flee, but is now impassable. In South Lebanon, where Israel is on the ground, its evacuation order has been extended, covering more towns and villages further in, effectively extending the area in which it is targeting its enemy, forcing more civilians to leave. And overnight, the Israeli Defense Forces said it had continued to intercept hundreds of rockets being fired from that area into northern Israel. Fran McNulty, RTE News, Beirut.
On this programme, Jinan Saad, Médecins Sans Frontières communications manager in Lebanon, said the fighting had led to an enormous displacement of people whose temporary accommodation was not suitable.
There are some public shelter or shelter that were open to host internally displaced, but these shelter are not equipped at all. We're talking about a lot of people and families with women, with pregnant women, with children who are living in public shelter, very crowded with a lot of other people, and they do not have access to basic services or basic essentials.
The Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, is leading Friday prayers in the capital Tehran for the first time in 4 years. Following Iran's missile attacks on Israel on Tuesday, Israel said it would respond. World leaders have continued to call for calm and restraint in the region. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, has said the government will finish its agreed agenda amid what he described as fevered speculation about general election dates. Mr. Martin told the Dublin Chamber annual dinner last night that there had been no discussions about finishing the government's mandate early. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
In a speech that was forthright and clear, the Taoiseach warned that political spin is a distraction from the business of government. He said there remains key legislation before the Oireachtas, which is of vital importance. This includes the post-budget legislation to finance the government fully and properly for this year and next. There is also the bill overhauling the planning system, new social legislation, especially in the area of mental health, along with reform of the libel laws. Micheál Martin said, above all, the government must show that it can be true to its word and put the people before politics. The Taoiseach's comments come as the Dáil is next week set to pass the planning bill and also legislation which will pave the way for the payment of a €125 energy credit before and after Christmas.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has said poverty levels will not be reduced by measures announced in Budget 2025. In an analysis, it said that average households would make small gains from the budget. The ESRI also calculated that the cost of untargeted cost of living measures, such as energy credits and the double child benefit payment, would have been enough to finance a second tier of child benefit to lift 40,000 children out of poverty. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
The ESRI examined the effect of Budget 2025 and found the average household is a little better off compared to this year. It's also done a separate exercise looking at the effect of the past five budgets. It said if benefits were simply linked to inflation instead of adjusted every year by the government, families would have been slightly better off. It found the provision of free school books and meals have a measurable beneficial impact. But it warned the withdrawal of cost of living measures may increase the risk of poverty for pensioners and the disabled unless there are welfare increases.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission received almost 100 complaints after it said it opened an investigation into sale of tickets for Oasis concerts by Ticketmaster earlier this year. Details about the issue were obtained by RTE News following a Freedom of Information request. Ryan Clark reports.
The Manchester band announced a reunion tour across the UK and Ireland with two dates scheduled for Dublin's Croke Park next August. Tickets for the gigs were advertised as being priced from €86 and limited to 4 per transaction. However, soon after the tickets went on sale, consumers reported various issues, including Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing model, which hiked ticket prices. Many complaints noted a timer at the checkout ticking down the seconds to complete a purchase after navigating extremely long queues. One person said that they were embarrassed and ashamed for buying 4 tickets at a price of €490 each after feeling pressured with time running out. Another said their wife felt compelled to complete a transaction after queuing online for over 4 hours. Meanwhile, a letter to the Watchdog described the situation as a scandal and themselves as one of the gullible victims. Ticketmaster has previously said that the event organiser priced these tickets according to their market value.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO Biofuel-ready Grant Vortex Condensing Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy and damp today with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 17 degrees.